The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Welcome to today's episode of Treat the Cause. I'm so happy you're here to join me for this. We dive into one of my most favorite topics today, that being the issue of digestive health. Such a gratifying thing in clinical practice to be able to help solve people's problems and to get to the root causes of their digestive issues. And so often the problem is really not that difficult to find, and the solution pretty straightforward. Once the right approach is taken and once the right testing is done to unearth the root cause. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is how we address digestive problems from a functional medicine point of view. Did you know that most digestive problems are not pathological, they're functional? What I mean by that is when you have a digestive problem, thankfully, it's usually not due to something serious like, you know, cancer or bleeding ulcers or, you know, things like that that are, you know, serious and sometimes life-threatening. Most commonly, it's something functional or an imbalance has happened in the digestive tract, and the body is expressing symptoms, be it constipation or diarrhea or excess gas or bloating or heartburn or stomach pain, a whole myriad. And symptoms are simply your body's way of telling you or communicating to you that something is wrong. It's kind of like the check engine light. You're driving down the road and your check engine light comes on, and it means your vehicle's trying to communicate to you, hey, something's not working right internally. Take it in, get it checked out, figure out diagnostically what is going on. Unfortunately, what most people do in the United States nowadays is they cover up their check engine light. And what do I mean by that? Well, They take pills. They have a symptom. I have heartburn. Well, here's my heartburn pill. And I have constipation. Here's my constipation pill. And I have stomach aches. And so here's my stomach pain pill. You get the idea. That would be the equivalent of your check engine light comes on your vehicle, and I'm just going to tape this little piece of paper over top of it so I don't see it. The check engine light is still on, but it's covered up and therefore you don't see it. And so many Americans, most Americans, unfortunately, they mask their symptoms. And the functional medicine approach is a different approach. It's not looking strictly to suppress symptoms. Granted, I'm for symptom relief as much as the next person. When you're hurting, when you're sick, when you're miserable, you want symptom relief. I want symptom relief. But the functional medicine approach honors that, but it also says, let's look to find the root cause of the digestive problem, of the health problem that is going on here. So there's a difference between treating symptoms and finding and correcting the cause. So my training, being board certified in functional medicine, helps me and teaches me how to do that for many patients, to look to and find the root causes of their health problems. So we're going to talk more about that as we develop this episode today of Treat the Cause. If you have a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Or reach out to us by email at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. If you go to our webpage, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab for Treat the Cause. And it has episodes of all of our past radio segments here and lots of different topics, lots of good information there. Pretty sure you'll find something there that resonates with you. Also, on our website, you will find a tab for functional medicine. And there's a lot of good information there. And if a functional medicine approach resonates with you, I suggest you look into that information more and reach out to us. So how do you get to the root cause, I mean, of some of these digestive problems? That's what we're going to really talk about next. Well, some of the common medical tests they do are a scope. So if you have some upper GI problems, they might do an upper GI endoscopy, run a scope or a tube down you and look in your esophagus and stomach and see, is there a problem there? If the problem's more to the lower end of the digestive tract, they might do a colonoscopy to look up into the intestinal tract. Sometimes they do abdominal CT scans, looking at the kidneys and the liver and the pancreas and the stomach and all those different organs to look for pathology. Sometimes they do x-rays of the abdomen. There's several standard traditional medical tests that are employed, but most of them are looking for more serious or pathological conditions. But what do you do if you have stomach or digestive upset or irritable bowel syndrome and the tests really don't show any pathology? Well, usually the gastroenterologist will say, here, try this pill for that symptom. And like I said, I'm not saying that approach isn't valuable. I'm just saying there's a better way to dig into some of these things. So from a functional medicine point of view, I'm going to talk about four or five common tests that we use and how we use the information from them to help solve digestive problems and how to get and use them to get to the root cause. So test number one is called a food safe 95 or a food safe 190 test. 95 just stands for 95 foods and 190, 190 foods. It's a nice test. It's a food sensitivity test. And let's be honest here. If somebody has a digestive problem out there, and it doesn't it make just common sense that maybe something in the foods you're eating and your diet could be the problem? How curious it is that when we are typically checked for digestive problems, rarely is anything about our diet ever asked or any investigation to see if the foods we could be eating might be the problem. The food safe test is a beautiful test in that it takes some of the guesswork out of it. It tests people for specific food sensitivities to see, are there foods in a person's diet that might be the culprit or the root cause? So it's a simple test where we get a little blood from a little prick of the finger. We put this blood on these test strips that is sent off to a laboratory. And they do food sensitivity testing for 95 or up to 190 different foods. And then within a week to 10 days, a report comes back from the lab. And it'll show very clearly which foods that a person has no reaction to or no sensitivities. But it'll also show any foods they have moderate or severe sensitivities to. If they have severe sensitivity, say, to, as an example, dairy or gluten or eggs, or there's a whole variety of different things it could be. Usually what we do is we have people eliminate that particular food or foods from their diet for a period of up to 3 months and see how they respond. the foods that are moderate sensitivities, they can continue to have those, but we include those in on a rotation diet where we don't have them, let them have those foods or encourage them not to have them no more than every one in every 4 days. And it's just amazing how many people, this is it. this simple test right here. All their digestive problems were related to a food sensitivity. And when they cleaned their diet up, in other words, eliminated or reduced some of these foods that the testing showed were problems, wow. Constipation clears up, chronic diarrhea clears up, chronic indigestion and gas and bloating and heartburn. Many times those types of problems, either significant resolution improvement or complete resolution, just from simple dietary changes. In other words, the food safe test helps people find the root cause. And for many people with digestive problems, the root cause is some type of specific food sensitivity. And so I've used this test for several years in clinical practice, and it is my first test I go to for people that have digestive problems. Number two is we use a test called a SIBO test. SIBO stands for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And it's a condition whereby people with this condition, they have gas, bloating, they feel full for extended periods of time after eating, typically. And it's because a pathological or a bad strain of bacteria has kind of taken hold in the small intestine where it's not supposed to be. And it is causing a lot of disbalance and disruption into the digestive tract. Research estimates somewhere between 60 to 80% of people that have irritable bowel syndrome. This is the root cause. They have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So anybody that's been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, or they maybe have chronic constipation or alternating constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain after eating, excess gas, bloating, things like that, this is a very significant test for them to help them to identify the underlying root cause. I'm not going to go into details of how the test works. It's just a simple test kit that we go over directions for. We send home with the patient and they do the test at home and send the test kit into a laboratory. But the test will clearly show if one has this bacterial overgrowth in the small intestine. And if that is found, then we have protocols that we use to help to knock down or eradicate the harmful bacteria and usually to build up the good or the beneficial bacteria. Seen a number of cases of irritable bowel syndrome over the years where correcting the SIBO was the answer. It actually fixed their problem and made a great difference in these people's lives that had this condition. Moving on, we do many times a test. Our third test will be called a comprehensive digestive stool analysis. This is a beautiful test for people that have, especially lower digestive tract issues. They maybe have Crohn's, maybe colitis, maybe they have irritable bowel would be another one. They have maybe some blood in their stool. They have a lot of abdominal cramps and pains, but it seems to be lower in the digestive tract because the stool analysis is a very good test for looking at things more in the large intestine. We talked about SIBO being a small intestine thing. Well, and we have testing for that, but to look closely at the function of the large intestine towards the lower end of the digestive tract, this comprehensive digestive stool analysis is a very, very good test. It is what it sounds like. It's a collection of a stool sample that the patient does at home. And we have them collect three different samples. It's sent into a laboratory. And the information gleaned from this test is paramount. It's so in-depth and comprehensive. One, We want to look at the levels of the friendly or the beneficial bacteria. A lot of you have probably heard that in the digestive tract, we have good or friendly bacteria, and sometimes we have bad bacteria. And the good guys have to keep the bad guys in check, and there's a delicate balance that takes place there. And when that balance is disrupted, that can cause a whole host of digestive issues. So in the stool analysis, many different strains of the good beneficial bacteria are tested to see what their level is. Is there a deficiency of any of those beneficial strains? It also looks to see, are there any bad guys that have overgrown? In other words, are there bad bacterial strains that have taken hold and overcome the good guys? It tests to see, are there any parasites? In other words, worms in the digestive tract. Amazing, I would say that of all the patients I've done this stool analysis on over the years, about 10 to 15%, that's what we find. They have a parasite, so they get abdominal cramps and pains and maybe constipation or diarrhea, and you know, nobody can figure out why. Well, many times is they've been exposed to a parasite that has turned chronic and it's infested their system, and the stool analysis does a nice job of detecting those for the presence of those. It also tests for something that is many times an overlooked cause of digestive issues, which is the issue of yeast overgrowth in the body. Specifically, we many times see a strain of yeast called Candida albicans. And back to our yeast overgrowth, many times that spills over into the urinary tract. It can get into our skin. It can get into our joints and cause systemic problems throughout the body. But usually the area of the body where it starts is in the digestive tract. And so stool analysis testing will pick it up. It'll show if there's a yeast overgrowth. So we test good guys. We test bad guys. We look at also 70 to some estimates, but to close to 80% of the human immune system is housed in the gut. So it's important people that have allergies or autoimmune disorders, it's kind of important to see what's the function of the immune system in the gut. And so there are some markers that are tested in this stool analysis that look at the health of the intestinal tract, the immune system that's at work there. Picking up imbalances of that can be key to cracking a lot of immune system disorders. Also, there are markers that are tested in the stool analysis that look for things like inflammation. So somebody that has an autoimmune disorder, somebody that has Crohn's or colitis, many times there is inflammation. Many times the person who say, "Doc, when I eat certain foods, boy, my joints get inflamed, or I'm always got this inflammation in my joints, or my skin is infected with different things." Many times that is chronic inflammation in the digestive tract that is spilling out or going systemically through the body, getting into other areas. So it's important to see, is there inflammation in the digestive tract? And so stool analysis, great test. It tests for all these things and even more than what I have time to talk about here today. Fourth test we look at is a test called zonulin, and another one that fits under the same category is called intestinal antigenic permeability screen. This tests for a condition better known as leaky gut. Many people have heard of that. I'm not going to go into great detail about what exactly leaky gut is, but suffice it to say, if there's a breach in the integrity or the lining of the intestinal tract, sometimes bad bacteria, toxins, yeast, undigested protein molecules can kind of leak out or seep back into circulation when they're supposed to stay in the digestive tract and be eliminated. And when that happens, that can cause a whole host of reactions in the body, including autoimmune disorders, skin conditions, inflammation in joints, and many others that I could go on about. But suffice it to say that many people that have long-standing digestive disorders have leaky gut syndrome, and it sometimes is very important to test for that. And there are some simple blood tests that can be done to look for that. And I have several other tests to talk about here, but I'm going to talk about one other one as we begin to draw to the conclusion here. Celiac and gluten sensitivity blood spot test would be the fifth one. And a lot of people that have digestive disorders have undiagnosed problems with gluten. Gluten is a protein found in many different grains, like wheat especially. There's other ones too. And a lot of people have undiagnosed celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder caused by gluten. And more commonly, people have something called non-celiac gluten sensitivity. It's not an autoimmune reaction, but it's still a problem with gluten. And gluten can cause, if a person has a celiac disease or a sensitivity to gluten, it can cause a whole host of digestive issues and a whole host of other issues also in the body. The most common manifestation of a gluten problem is neurological. It's a brain-based neurological type reaction. And so many people that have not just digestive but neurological disorders, gluten is the hidden culprit. So I would say that the big takeaways from today's episode of Treat the Cause are, you have to look past the symptoms. You have to look at, okay, what are these symptoms telling me? So when we do functional medicine workups on patients, we talk a lot about the symptoms, but we try to relate those to what areas of the body may be dysfunctional and where these symptoms are coming from. So we do a detailed health history questionnaire with patients to try to get to the root cause. And then we do appropriate functional medicine testing. So I maybe wouldn't do all 5 or 6 or 7 tests on a patient, but I would pick out 1 or 2 or 3 that would be probably most pertinent to that patient's particular set of symptoms and their case. And then do the testing, and in most cases, probably 85-90% of the time, we can unearth the root cause. And if it's a food sensitivity thing, we make diet changes. If it's a bacterial overgrowth, well, we try to work on building up the good guys and knocking down the bad guys. If there's inflammation in the digestive tract, we use protocols to bring inflammation down. If the immune system needs balancing, we work on that. In other words, we find the underlying dysfunction, and then we work to correct the underlying dysfunction. In other words, not only then with that approach can you get many times symptomatic relief, but it goes beyond that. You're not just symptomatically better, but you actually are healthier, and you actually bring about healing to the underlying root dysfunction. That's the beauty. That's the power of functional medicine, and it's a different approach than what is traditionally used today. So it's an individualized approach. Each case is treated different. Each case has an individualized plan. And so if you have digestive disorders, check out that functional medicine approach. On our next upcoming episode of Treat the Cause, we're going to discuss a biggie. We're going to discuss arthritis. And we're going to try to dispel some myths about it, about that, oh, I have arthritis, I just have to, I guess, live with this. And I'm not saying you can reverse arthritis. I'm saying is there are many good approaches to treating and dealing with arthritis that don't involve heavy medication, shots, surgery. And many times those can be avoided in some cases, many cases. And we're going to talk about some of the non-drug, non-surgical, research-based treatments available today for helping people deal with arthritis and addressing some of the root causes of that. So that episode will air on August 3rd on KLGR at 11:30 a.m. And so we look forward to bringing that episode to you. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. And we look forward to bringing another episode to you again soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.